Hi, Howie. Well, now it's Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and Nanny's gone to your Aunt Shirley's for dinner, so I'm here alone with the boys. The party's over, and am I glad. I am so tired I can't even see straight. The war news today sounds like they're kind of busy over there, mortaring and bombing again. They didn't mention Kuchi, but they just said that 32 cities were shelled today. And I hope everything is all right. I hope this isn't going to hinder our Hong Kong trip. 3 weeks from tonight, I'll be boarding the plane. And it's unbelievable that I'll be seeing you again. The party was very, very nice, and Gary got a lot of nice presents. He even got a little miniature pool table from one of his girlfriends. The kids are busy in the living room playing up a storm. And I'm gonna watch the UCLA game tonight on TV. I don't even know who they're playing, but it was on last night and it's on again tonight. The cuckoo clock is great, but I think it's gonna drive me cuckoo. That really isn't what Gary had in mind. He kind of wanted a wind-up clock, but he's so excited and thrilled over this that I'm going to have Jules assemble it and maybe put it up somewhere. I don't know if it's going to go cuckoo all night. I really don't want that in the bedroom, but we'll just have to see what kind of a noise it makes.
Thank you for the clock you gave me. It said on the instructions that you're supposed to take the lid off, back of it off, and I did that, and I don't know how to put it back on. And I tried it today, and I think I know how, but it is not broken because I saw it on there, and you switch this little thing, then you take the lid out to fix it, and there's some paper there. It says what you do. It says tear this off, put this over there. And so you really don't have to look at the instructions. I got a pool table for my birthday, and I got shenanigans, and I got funny bones, and I got it's some kind of game you play. Oh, just a minute, Daddy. I got a Scaranimals and checkers and a kickball, funny bones, and I got a Dr. Dolittle puppet, and it says something all by himself. Daddy, I'm gonna let you hear something what Dr. Dolittle says.
Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah.
That was something that my Dr. Dolittle puppet says. And what you do is you put it on your hand, and when you put it on your head, you pull it. And I got another one.
You got anagrams.
And ladders.
Egg
race. And I got this book that tells riddles. And you read it, and then you pull, or either push it up or open. And you open it. You say the letters, and I got this rocket that you shoot up, and I got chicken out, and I got a magnifying glass, and I got Dick and Omar, and I got a cake all Charlie Brown, and Charlie Brown placemat Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown plate, Charlie Brown cup, and Charlie Brown cover and Charlie Brown cake. And Jeffrey broke the Charlie Brown leg. Mommy, when she was washing it, she broke the Charlie Brown leg. And Jeffrey broke Snoopy. And they were both apart, and I put the candles in a certain place. I got a lot of new clothes, and I got $3 from Arlene, I think. I got some dimes from Auntie Rose.
Oh, you got
And I got a card from Nancy. And the card from Nancy has this dog, and you open the card, and there's a spring for the dog's tail. Daddy, I'm gonna tell some riddles, and when you hear the riddles, I'll say question mark, and then turn off the tape and see if you can think it out. And when you think you have it, turn the tape back on and you'll hear the answer. What's the best way to catch a squirrel? Question. Stop the tape and see if you know it. The answer is climb a tree and act like a nut. What does a worm do in a cornfield? It goes in one ear and comes out the other. I hope you like the things I'm giving you. I got it for my birthday. How do you get 5 elephants in a Volkswagen? Two in the front seat and 3 in the back. Where does a lamb go when it needs a haircut? To the baba shop. What do you take off last before getting into bed? You take your feet off the floor. What has one horn and gives milk? A milk truck. That is worse than a giraffe with a sore throat. A centipede with sore feet. How does a monster count to 17? On his fingers. 17, 16, 15, 16, 17. What is red, has bumps, rides a horse, and lives in a prairie? A long raspberry. What is gray, has 4 legs and a trunk? Mouse on a vacation. How can you avoid falling hair? Jump out of the way. What is red, white, and black? A skunk with a diaper rash. The man that made these, the author of the book is Bennett Kircher. And the last one I made, the one what's red, white, and blue. I hope you enjoy the riddles I gave you. And don't forget to stop the tape and see if you can figure out it. Or if you don't want to, you can just plain listen and see what the answer is. The card that Carolyn Gray gave me is a puzzle one. What you have to do is try and get the balls in the little hooks there. And you have to get the same color. And sometimes you get the wrong color in. This tape is ending now, so I might have to end it. And find a grandma's for breakfast. I wish you were at the party with us. Bye.